Hey, Ronnie Platt of Kansas, how are you?
Big Daddy!
You lucky devil, you!
How are you, man? How are things in Sioux City, Iowa? I feel like we're neighbors.
Well, you're out of Chicago, right? Is that right?
I am out of Chicago. I'm just a little west of the city.
We're talking with Ronnie Platt, lead singer for Kansas, and I'm glad you called up today. I'm a big fan of Kansas, but I was doing a little bio information on you, and I found out you were the lead singer of one of my other favorite bands, which is Shooting Star. I didn't know you were the lead vocalist with Shooting Star for a while.
Yeah, from 2007 to 2011. I had a mutual friend here in Chicago called me up one day, and he's like, hey, Ronnie, it's John. Are you familiar with the band Shooting Star? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
They had the album Hang On For Your Life and played the death out of it. I mean, just over and over again. Loved that band and had an opportunity to become the lead singer and found myself the lead singer of Shooting Star, which really paved the way for me in some ways to become the lead singer of Kansas.
Well, Shooting Star, I think they were based out of Kansas City, if I remember right. And so, and you being out of Chicago and Kansas being out of, what, Topeka? Is that where Kansas hails from, the group Kansas?
Yeah, Topeka. You know, the crazy thing is, how does a guy from Chicago end up in not one, but two bands from Kansas that both have violin players?
Very slim. But I was going to say, okay, now you've taken over, with Shooting Star, one thing, and then going into Kansas and Sioux City, Iowa. I don't know if you knew this or not, Ronnie, but this was the last live gig for Steve Walsh when they played the Hard Rock here in Sioux City.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, wow. That was the end of an era there, Steve to retire after screaming your lungs out for 40 years, he deserved retirement.
Well, that's incredible. Has he said much to you? Do you talk much to Steve Walsh? You know, because, and I'll bring this up because I had a chance to talk with David Coverdale a couple of months ago, and he brought up an interesting point that when he joined Deep Purple way back when, they didn't look at it like he was replacing Ian Gillan. He was just joining a good band. Is that kind of how you look at it with Kansas?
Kansas. I mean, we always put the music first, and there's not that kind of egotistical consciousness in Kansas. We're just, like I said, the emphasis is on the music.
Well, I know I've got limited time with you, and I know you're calling for a reason, and that's because Kansas has a new studio album out, as I understand it, and it's been quite a while for you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, The Absence of Presence coming out, and we did have The Prelude Implicit a few years ago now. Really proud of that album, and this album now, The Absence of Presence. We just can't wait for everyone to hear this. There's everything that a Kansas fan wants on this album, and we're really excited and very, very proud of it.
The absence of touring, because what's it been like now since COVID came down? I mean, Kansas is a touring band, for Pete's sake. So what's it like for you to have to stay home all this time?
Big Daddy, don't make me cry.
Okay. Sorry.
Right now we should have been touring with our friends Europe and Foreigner. So it's very depressing that didn't happen, but the good thing is we're bringing something to the Kansas fan in lieu of touring. We have this new album coming out, so it's nice to bring something positive in a negative environment. But let me tell you, we are just hungry, starving to get back out there and bring, you know, this classic Kansas library of music to our fans, and a couple of cuts off the new album, because you take a song like Throwing Mountains that just screams to be played live.
What's your favorite Kansas song to sing?
Oh, that's like asking someone which one is your favorite kid. You know, I have so many favorites, but, you know, let's see. The Wall, Closet Chronicles, Point of No Return, No One Together. It's hard to choose. I love them all, and just I'm just living I'm living the dream, being able to sing the songs of a band I've loved my entire life.
Well, I mean, you guys have been around. Kansas has for 5 decades, for Pete's sake, and you're still going strong. But you got to see Kansas in concert, and that's why I'm glad you brought up the COVID thing, because I'm looking forward. I've never seen a bad Kansas show. I saw you guys up in South Dakota with the University of South Dakota orchestra, and I had never seen Kansas with an orchestra before. That was kind of different.
Yeah, I've done one of those shows myself. It's actually a little intimidating because you have all these insanely talented orchestra players, you know, and just it's really quite the experience. But hopefully we'll get back to touring very soon. We miss it, and we're hungry to get back out there.
Ronnie Platt, it's been very nice talking to you, lead singer for Kansas. You play keyboards as well, but I'm looking forward to hearing you guys again. I'm a big Kansas fan, and you sound like a good guy, Ronnie. Survive this COVID stuff, and let's keep rocking.
Absolutely. Big Daddy, thank you so much. Everyone, go out and get the Absence of Presence. Great album. Visit KansasBand.com, and we'll see everybody hopefully sooner than later. Be safe.